How many believe that our best days are ahead? How many of you can see what God is doing? Anybody stumbling all over themselves? Absolutely not. We see what God's doing because we are attending. We are attending to what God is doing. And God wants us to attend to His purpose to evangelize, equip, and empower. Our vision is to influence more boys and young men than ever, more effectively than ever. Amen? And as long as we attend to what He is doing, what His heart is all about, indeed, our best days are ahead. How many of you are committed to attending to what He wants us to do? Amen. We got about 12, 13 minutes before our next break, our first break. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and introduce our next session called Alignment. And that way, as soon as we get back from break, you will want to be back from break exactly on time because, in fact, there's stuff going to happen 5 minutes before break is even concluded, and there's going to be some great giveaways the very instant that the session starts, and so you won't want to miss it. But let's move into our next session called Alignment. Now, the word alignment, we understand it. It's very simple to grasp. It's align. When we have our ducks in a row, things are aligned. And that's exactly what it means. Everything is in order. Now, when we're talking about alignment in a ministry like Rural Rangers, we are saying that there is agreement or cooperation. We need agreement and cooperation in this ministry. I said we need agreement and cooperation in this ministry. Amen? Agreement means we have relationship. We need relationship in this ministry. Relationship means that we're willing to merge our efforts together, my efforts with your efforts, my interests with your interests, my energy with your energy, and the same with the persons around you. That's alignment. When we are aligned in the Rural Rangers ministry, then good things will happen. You definitely know what misalignment is. Just think about the last time a water main broke at your house. I have a spigot that's right up by where my son plays basketball. Got a phone call one day. Dad, you got to get home. Water is spewing all over the basement, all over the guest room, all over the bed, all over Mom's desk. And I was like, well, why don't you move a few things? Misalignment. That's what misalignment is when your water pipes aren't in a line and the water is not arriving where you intended for it to arrive. And that's the way it is in ministry. If we have misalignment, then we have resources and energy and effort and creativity that's not arriving where it's intended to. And the direction we want our energy to flow as organizational leaders at national and district level is directly at the success of local churches. That's why we've prepared the videos. The one that you saw this morning, excellent, inspirational story of what's happening in Alabama. Let me tell you, that is success. When Rural Rangers is successful at the local level, Rural Rangers is successful. And you're going to be seeing various stories throughout this day. That is where we want our energy and efforts and mutual interest to be directed, at the success of local churches. And when district and national leaders, we combine our interests, our efforts, all together, all on one page, each playing our unique roles, then we have alignment and local churches will succeed. Amen? So alignment, gentlemen, ladies, makes Rural Rangers a more powerful soul-winning ministry. That is our mission. We want to be a soul-winning ministry. So when we have alignment, then we have power. The Great Commission, you can say it by heart, go into all the world and make disciples of half the nations of the world. Amen? All the nations. And I make no apology for wanting to reach a broader percentage of boys than we are currently. I make no apology. I had a situation it's not funny, I guess, but it was funny to me, more because of my response. But I was actually at a conference where a guy really challenged me. He says, we have no business trying to be a broad ministry to all boys. And we should just focus on the camping boys. And that's not funny. But what was funny was my response, because I didn't know how to respond to that. The only other time I had ever been confronted with a thing like that was back in 1993 or 94 when I was at a church at a missions convention, and a guy right after my sermon comes up and says, "I don't believe in missions." I mean, what do you say to that? So the only thing I knew to do was say, "The Bible tells me so." And I don't know what that guy said, but you know the old saying, you know, the MasterCard commercial, uniform, $100, registration to National Council, $65, look on his face, priceless. I make no apology. We are to go and reach boys all across this nation. We are a mentoring ministry to campers. No. We are called to be mentors of all boys, and our methodology can change so that we can reach a broader percentage of them. And no, we're not abandoning camping. Amen? God is not willing that any should perish. Our mandate is all. Now, I just want you to know a little background. Back in 97, when we started all of the assessments that we did, we basically had three options as we looked at the future of Royal Rangers. One, we could defend Royal Rangers as it was and just say, we are going to do it the way we've done it, even if it kills us. And it would have. We could have taken a totally opposite approach and said, we're not going to defend it, we're just going to leave it alone, and we're going to invest all of our energies into the next great thing. Royal Rangers, let's let it wither on the vine and let's go for the next great thing. What is going to be the next best way to mentor boys? Let's just come up with a whole new idea for the next 50 years. And as we looked at those two options, we said, that is not a solution. Do you agree? So we said the proper approach is the third, which is right in the middle, which is to analyze. What are we doing so well at we absolutely do not want to change? What is working so successfully that it is making us effective? Then let's defend those things, let's keep those, but then let's say, how can we be more effective? How can we be more influential so that we can reach all boys for Jesus Christ? And that is exactly where we're at. Do you think we made the right decision? Absolutely. So I make no apology. Our mandate is to reach all boys. Amen? So men, you're district leaders, and when you are in alignment with National is in alignment with you, then we can bring success at the local level. And where there is alignment in Royal Rangers, there will be power. There will be strength. Amen? Unity is powerful. In the book of Acts, when the apostles and the followers of Christ were assembled where God wanted them, there in the upper room, and they were in alignment with Him, then God invested them with this power, this Holy Spirit baptism that exploded out of them, that empowered them to leave that place and reach the lost. And you and I, to this day, are feeling the impact of that great revival. Where there is unity, where the disciples were together in one place at one time in accordance with God's instructions, as a result of that unity came power for ministry. And all I'm saying here is that if we are able to, as an organization, sync up the efforts of the national, the efforts of the districts, then we will have power. But first we have to have unity with God, and that unity is that we are in alignment with God. But let's face it, alignment with God is usually a lot easier than getting in alignment with one another. Take it easy, you say? But this is where God's taking us. If we have the spiritual grit, the strength of ego to say, God, you take a good look at this ministry at the national and the district level, and you signal to us where we need to make changes. Yeah, maybe as a district I like doing it a certain way, but guess what? For the good of the ministry, I'm going to make some changes. And I'm going to come into alignment with national. And yes, national is going to be in alignment with districts. And together, we will be in alignment with God. And the outcome of that will be ministry success. And I know we all want ministry success. Where there is alignment, there is strength. Amen? Amen. To that end, I just want to move very quickly to the screen. It's in your magazine on page 34 and 35, the chart. And I'm going to give you in the next 2 or 3 minutes an overview of this chart. Then when we get back from break, we're going to jump straight into that far right side, how to bring district and national leadership into alignment. Our mission is already in alignment with God's word. But now it's our responsibility to get in alignment with one another. On the left, you see the focus of all. Every single one of us have to focus on that left side of the chart. No matter whether you're the national director, whether you're the district director, or whether you're the local commander, all of us have to be focused on the things to the left. First, we all have to be focused on the needs of those around us, the needs of the lost. You see, if we become so comfortable in Royal Rangers that we are such a tight-knit family that there's no room to grow the family, then we're in trouble. So we have to have our eyes not on ourselves, not inward focused, but outward focused. We have to focus always on the lost. And that has to be what drives us. How can we reach? How can we be more influential and more effective in reaching out to those that don't know Jesus Christ? True ministry always starts with that question. How can we reach those that don't know Christ? And let me tell you, it's easy to say that, but it is so easy to lose that focus and for your actions to drive in that direction. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We have to be outward focused. We have to be driving. What are the needs out there and how can we reach them? Second thing we have to all be focused on is the vision. We all have to be focused on the fact that we want to influence more of them. And we want to be more effective in doing that. All of us are driven by this vision that calls us to personal excellence, that calls us to organizational excellence, that calls us to ministerial excellence. We're all focused on that vision. The third thing we all have to be focused on is our mission. The mission is to evangelize, equip, and empower. We're all focused on that. And one of the things you'll do when you look at this chart, all of the responsibilities of the national, the district, and the local, all of them are focused on one of the end points of our mission. We all have, whether it's national, district, or local, we have responsibilities to our evangelized cause. We all have specific actions, if you will, to our empower, our equip cause. We all have specific duties as it relates to our empower cause. And we have to align our actions with the mission. And that is very, very key. We have to behave our mission or it will not happen. Amen? Finally, we all have to be focused on our values. Every one of us has to focus on being a ministry of excellence. And we're not going to talk about that much right now because we have an entire session on it this afternoon. But we all have to be very, very focused on the values of our ministry. We want to be an exceptional ministry, a ministry of excellence, personal excellence. Let's face it, you and I, we don't create the kind of future men we want to create. We create the future men we are. So I want to be the best Christ follower I can be. We are, our ministry as an organization will impact the kind of young men that this ministry creates, if you will, or mentors. And the fact that we focus on ministerial priorities, God's word, and the other values we'll talk about, all of that will make us successful. So all of us, no matter where we're at in the ministry, are all focused on those four things. Now, in about 30 seconds, let me explain the entire middle part of that chart. You ready? Read the leader's manual. The leader's manual, Ryan will explain, is going to be coming out later. And you will want to read it because that entire chart right there in the middle is a synopsis of the entire leader's manual. It explains the entire effective and simple discipleship process that must happen at the local level if boys are to be part of the cause of evangelism, equipping, and empowering. And what leaders have to do to encourage that to happen. And finally, the methods that we use. Amen? Read the leader's manual.